There's a really great statement by Prithu Maharaj in the 17th chapter, the 22nd verse, where he makes the following statement, something that we can really learn a valuable lesson from and use it as a compass for our conduct in life. He says to the earth planet, "My dear earth, you have disobeyed my orders and rulings. In the form of a demigod, you accepted your share of the yagyas we performed, but in return, you have not produced sufficient food grains. For this reason, I must kill you." The point here is that if a demigod is accepting their share of a sacrifice, they're obligated to reciprocate with that to the yajamans. If they don't, the punishment is death. Very, very serious. Now, Krishna says just as much in the Gita in multiple verses. He says, "Yagyar tat karma no netyalu koyam karma bandana tada tat karma konteya mukta sangasama achara yagya shishtashina shanto muchante sarva kilbishai." So he explains that people must perform sacrifice. If they don't perform sacrifice, they get a sinful reaction. The understanding of that is that the performance of sacrifice is incumbent not only upon the performer, but also on the participants and the beneficiaries. Therefore, there's sin. So if sacrifices are performed to appease the demigods and to induce them to provide the necessities of life, therefore, they must reciprocate with that. And then further on, Krishna says, not only does one get karmic reaction, but he says, yetaham papam, that one is sinful. Kalmasa, one performs sin if one does not perform activity in the mood of yagya, particularly if the food that one eats, yagya shishtashina shanto, if the food that one eats isn't properly offered up in sacrifice. And of course, the role of the beneficiaries of the sacrifice are even more accentuated here by Prithu Maharaj, that they must reciprocate. If they don't reciprocate, they're punishable. How does this relate to us? How does this help us conduct ourselves in life? Well, we have benefited from Srila Prabhupada's yagya, from Srila Prabhupada's sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada had inaugurated the sankirtan movement all over the world, and we've become its beneficiaries. By beneficiaries, we are eating prasadam, we are chanting Hare Krishna, we have an entire new lifestyle, we become free from the results of our past sinful activities, we're free from, relatively free from the miseries of the material world, and in Srila Prabhupada's hope, we have great hope for going back home, back to Godhead. So we've received so much, we're the beneficiaries of this sacrifice. Therefore, we have to reciprocate. Without reciprocation, we also become sinful. And what is that reciprocation? Well, Srila Prabhupada had made it perfectly clear, if you would all feel obliged to me, then you'll preach vigorously like I have. And in so many other statements. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said, "Yare deke tarikaha Krishna upadesh, prithivichyati atra nagara adigran." He says, spread the holy name of Lord Krishna. Speak about Krishna to whomever you meet. So when I was reading the verse and Srila Prabhupada's purport, the weight of taking responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness and for reciprocating with the blessings that we received from Srila Prabhupada became more clear. It's not just something that's important. It's not just something that devotees should do, because otherwise bhajanandis are considered to be kanishta adhikaris, and we don't want to be kanishta adhikaris. We want to become madhyama adhikaris, and beyond that, uttama adhikaris. But because here it's stated, it's a sin. It's a sin to take It's a sin to take and not to give. Rupa Goswami says dadati pratigrinati, and this type of reciprocation comes under the category of loving exchange. So sometimes the concept of loving exchange, or generally, it's viewed in the context that yes, this is how we should show love for others. But if you tie that in with the statement of Preetu Maharaj, it means that showing love to others is compulsory, because that is the characteristic of a civilized human being. And if you don't show love to others, if you don't have loving exchange with other Vaishnavas and with other people, then you become offensive, you become sinful. The example is quite apt in the world that we live in, which every day you just read and hear about the impending global warming, food shortage, wars, because people are living in such a way that they are, literally speaking, destroying the world. They are just taking and taking, and they're not giving. And there are certain people, like, for instance, Bill Gates is giving vast fortunes, but there's also a science to giving. Krishna talks about giving in charity, and he makes a distinction between those who just give in charity whimsically to unsuitable people at an unsuitable time in an unsuitable place, and those who actually know the science of giving. And knowing the science of giving means one has to recognize the principle of yajna, that ultimately everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. He is the creator, he has a plan for this world, and reciprocation, relinquishing the debts that one has to be done according to the laws that he's set in place. They can't just be done whimsically. What happens when you do it whimsically? You don't get the result. You don't achieve the destination that you want to go to. Why? Because you're going against the laws of the land. You're going against the laws of the Lord. So Vaishnavas are receiving transcendental knowledge, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We're constantly receiving every day of our lives, and we have to make sure that we reciprocate with those from whom we receive, and that we do so in the right way, we do so in the approved way, we do so in the way that Srila Prabhupada has taught us, that Krishna mentions in Shastra, and then we get the right result. This type of consciousness makes a person a grateful person, an appreciative person. Whereas either knowingly or unknowingly, if our psychology is simply to take, 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 then we become greedy persons. And greedy persons don't make good Vaishnavas. And a further point from this verse is that if devotees remember this Leela, the earth is first of all a woman. She's feminine form, or the earth has a feminine form, and on top of that, she's also assumed the form of a cow. So, pleading that women are never to be punished, and cows are never to be punished, then she's accusing Preetu Maharaj of not properly representing the principles of religion. But Preetu Maharaj replies, no, your duty is the earth. Your duty as a demigod is to reciprocate with yajnas, and that is so much of a higher principle, and breaching that principle is such a sin that even if you're a cow, and even if you're a woman, still I can kill you. So we should also think, well, I'm a devotee, and I don't have to reciprocate. I don't have to give to those whom I've received from. I can just chant Hare Krishna and live my own life. Here Preetu Maharaj says, no, you may be a devotee, but you're still obliged to reciprocate with being the beneficiary of the Sankirtan movement, and only then are you rightly situated. Even if you're chanting Hare Krishna, even if you're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, even if you're following the principles. I found that this teaching that Preeti Maharaj is giving is extremely valuable to me, and perhaps you may find it of value to yourselves as well. Hare Krishna.